Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, October 29th, 2008, is a summation of the team so far this year and looks ahead to the showdown in Nashville on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
First and 10, Packers, 32 of Green Bay. Rodgers takes, straight back to throw. He guns it over the right side, and he hits Jennings down the sidelines. Nobody will catch him. He trots into the end zone on blown coverage. Touchdown, Green Bay!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll rev things back up for Packer Nation after a restful bye weekend. So let's get started.
And we're not going to start with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, no.
Where did we start?
We started with the Packer opener, which I don't know. Many of you may have guessed where that Packer opener audio came from.
Perhaps week four of the preseason?
Who did we play?
I believe it was the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, on the first play of the game. I would like to see us duplicate that in its entirety.
We will clone that play.
Just clone the play, or it's like a theater piece. Like, just rehearse that exact play again and again.
But please and thank you. Yeah. But here we are, bye week over.
Done.
Let's get back on track.
Goodness.
Let's look at the Packers, how they are going to improve going forward in 2008, and I think the number one way they improve is the return of the Big Five formation.
The Big Five wide receivers.
I mean, going into the year, everyone was touting the receiving core as the strength of the team.
For good reason.
Yards after the catch, leader last year. I just think now, return to strength, James Jones is back. Ravel Martin is back. Mm-hmm. We can put our best five, flood the field. And especially this week, they have some good starting corners over there in Tennessee. But once you get into their nickel and dime, it's game over.
Speaking of nickel and dime, I am liking the fact that Tremont Williams is now the quote-unquote nickelback of our team.
I know. And what's great about that is that even when we go to the nickel and they put their best or speediest wide receiver in the slot, Woodson takes him.
Mm-hmm.
So you've still got Tremont Williams outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Whatever you have is if you're the Tennessee Titans, you don't have anybody better than our people.
Oh, gosh, no.
That's the problem.
That's the thing.
Like, that's problematic.
I hadn't watched.
If they need to pass. Now, they could very well go this entire game.
Throwing 10 passes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, seriously, we need to. I'm getting ahead of ourselves here in the Titan game, which we'll talk about later. But, honestly, I think we've got to come out in either a 4-4 or a 5-3 or something where we've got extra beef, up front. Stopping the run, obviously, is number one, which will most likely cause them to throw on first downs. But if we can get them into third and, 7 or 8,
it's over.
This game is over.
It's over. It's also over if we can get them. If we're up by 14, they have to throw on first down. It's over. We're going to the nickel.
If we're up by 10, this game is done.
We are going to the nickel. Atari Bigby is back.
Thank you. Nick Collins
is the quarterback of the defense and proving himself.
Absolutely.
The best Collins on the field on Sunday will be number 36.
That is correct.
You.
There's no question
now,
about that one.
Speaking of A.J. Hawk, Brandon Schiller, controversy?
The nickel personnel package breeding some controversy.
The nickel, which right now, truth be told, because of the Colts game and the way they dominated, you have to say is the base defense of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I don't know if you say it's the base, but you definitely got to think it's our best personnel package.
Okay, whatever. Yeah,
you've got your best players on the field.
Yeah, 2-1. It's the one that gets you 51.
This is my point. It's like, the Titans know this. Everybody can see that. They see what they did, against the Colts.
Yeah.
So what they want to do is win. They got to win down distance.
Yeah.
Because they know they can't throw.
They
got to
get the running game going.
Because if they got to go three wide, Tennessee, really?
No,
it's over. Now, the thing is, I think Chiller, again this week, makes a whole lot of sense. because Bo Scaife, however you say his name, the tight end for Tennessee, the starter, is no joke. But then the problem becomes, they run their two tight end set. They're not bringing in a schlup there at the second tight end spot. They got Algie Crumpler.
Yeah.
Who's a real player. He's a good player.
He didn't look that good on Monday night.
Maybe not, but he's still getting it done. He's still got some tools.
I mean, their running game is sick. That's what's going to beat us.
Okay? Yeah, no, it's true. I agree.
That's how they're going to beat us.
I agree. But the thing, like you were saying, Chiller and Hawk, what's going to happen there? And they asked McCarthy about it today, and I'm kind of shocked. He really, really punted when they gave him this question.
Well, it's just, you know, this is a conversation with the defensive coaches. You know, you got to utilize your personnel, and we have good linebackers. I mean, you know, we have safeties now that have proven themselves, and our corners have stepped up. And you know, it's just the ability to utilize your personnel. You know, Brandon's played well with his opportunities, so it's no different on offense. Sometimes I put things in conceptually in a certain personnel group, not as much for the defense, but the ability to keep, you know, utilizing everybody. So I think we have to have the same approach on defense.
Utilize everyone but A.J. Hawk.
But do you notice how he never even says Hawk's name there? I mean, the question, the reporter asks specifically, Chiller in for Hawk. And he mentions Chiller, never says a word about Hawk.
He never talks about Justin Harrell either.
Easy.
Boom, 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 boom.
See, let's not go there. The return of Justin.
Be a hero, buddy.
Be a hero.
Be a hero.
We need a hero.
I need a hero.
Especially against this running game.
I would love nothing more than to eat crow on Justin Harrell.
This week, of all the weeks. Yeah. How great would that be?
I would love nothing more.
He shows up and just starts blowing people up.
And to be proven wrong for calling him bust.
As my wife and I like to say to our kids, let's come back from La La Land, because that ain't going to happen. But what is going to happen is Aaron Rodgers is going to take the field.
Aaron Rodgers, the good quarterback.
The good quarterback. Not quite great quarterback, but no one expects him to be yet.
Nope.
I mean, he is, you know, starting his eighth game.
I'm happy.
I'm happy. I think he does a lot of things well. But as I wrote earlier this week, I think there are a few things. The jury's still out in a couple areas.
Yeah, the jury's out on his, does he really see that third and fourth guy?
I mean, exactly. You know,
is he really see all the multiple choice options available to him in the Big Five?
That's a real concern.
Hard to use the weapon if you don't know how it works.
Exactly. I mean, you got to think that's part of McCarthy's reticence to spread the field so far this year.
Possibly.
I mean, he's done it a few times, but he hasn't done it near to the extent that he did with Favre last year.
That and your running back core is pretty deficient as pass protection.
Yeah, that's
true. Can I say that three times?
Probably not.
No.
But it's not. You can't say it once. So how on earth could you be expected to say it three times?
And no, but
Rodgers has done well. He really has. And I think he's been better than anybody expected.
Yes.
And as I've said repeatedly, I think he's being taken for granted at this point.
Taken for granted.
Into the season, like I said, he was bar none the biggest question mark. And up to this point, you got to say on offense, maybe outside of Greg Jennings, he's been the most consistent performer, you know?
Charles Woodson?
On offense.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I don't know. I may have said it.
I'm with you. That's what
Our
I mean.
Our telepathy
but
may have been down for
I
a second.
I think a lot of the reason that we see that maybe he's taken for granted,
right?
I think that comes out of the fact that there are other playmakers on this team.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. He's not very flashy. You know, he doesn't draw a whole lot of attention to himself.
And Greg Jennings isn't either, but Greg Jennings is
He's so great.
Okay, that video, I watched it like twice during the chat today.
Nice.
Tonight, the Can't Be Touched video, it's on Packer Video. I might even post it tonight. I think I've already posted it once, but it's so good.
You
gotta
post it again, though.
It's so good, I'm gonna do it.
You got to.
I love Greg Jennings.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. He's amazing.
How can you not?
What's ridiculous is like every play, even whether it's a touchdown or he gets 30 yards or whatever it is, every one he runs exactly the same.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great.
It's so smooth.
He's so great. I mean, we should do an extra Greg Jennings podcast.
Bonus podcast.
Where we just talk about all his great catches.
it would be
I'm sure
like,
people would be really excited for
it would
that
be kind of like the Favre Retired podcast.
There you go. And we could update it every year. Like every offseason we do a Greg Jennings podcast.
Well,
I'm serious. I think it's a great idea.
Well, everyone knows that I wish my job was basically just to take Packer highlight videos and just cut them up and put them on a, you know,
NFL Films.
streaming.
We know you're listening.
Even better than that,
the though. The man is begging for a job.
Better than NFL Films. It's basically like Cheesehead TV, right? But but where we actually are a broadcast network.
And we have the license
and
to
do it.
And we
have all the licenses. And basically, we just play Packers all the time. And anything you ever wanted to know, not this cheesy crap of like behind the scenes, entertaining Hollywood kind of Packers, you know. It wouldn't be like that. It would be like just highlights, things you never knew, you never knew.
So, ladies and gentlemen, all you independently wealthy people out there, send the check.
One day.
To Cheesehead TV.
We will make it happen.
In Manhattan.
One day, through Google AdSense and eBay.
2 cents at a time. 10 cents per click.
10 cents.
We're building our empire.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so. Okay.
Speaking of building empires, Johnny Jolly apparently has his own coding empire.
He's building an empire, all right.
He's building an empire of coding
pills. Let's get the Johnny Jolly stuff out of the way.
Johnny Jolly, okay.
Because we would be remiss if we didn't talk about it.
It's true.
And let me talk.
A lot of comments posts.
Let me tell you about this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got to hear the arguments we had, Corey and myself, before we start recording... Let me tell you, we could do a whole Johnny Jolly podcast.
Because Aaron is full of crap.
See, there you go. You just dismiss my argument.
No.
You won't even take it. I completely understand where you and others are coming from.
Johnny Jolly is a drug addict who we happen to need on the field on Sunday. Oh. That is where I stand.
All right.
It can't be any simpler than that.
And where I stand is... The man done screwed up. He needs to be taught a lesson by his old school coach, who's not being old school at the moment.
Because apparently there's somebody else on our team who might be thinking about drugs and like being a drug addict.
That's not the thing.
And
I don't think it's
them.
I know you're smarter than that. I know you're just doing that to get under my skin. It's not nowhere near that simplistic.
No,
but
it's true.
The precedent has got to be set. You screw up on my team, you know, you're going to get sat down. And that's it.
But what if somebody framed him?
That's it. You're right. His two lifelong friends who just happened to be in the car with the coding, they were out to get him.
But my argument is, and this is what I think a lot of commenters were basically commenting about on your blog post.
Yes.
Okay. Is.
Which I stand behind 1,000%. Thank you, Jake Lister.
Until somebody, the actual signature of the judge says you're convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's consequences.
But this is my point.
But
Santonio
until that
Holmes,
happens, you
Santonio
can't...
Holmes sat down. He wasn't convicted of anything. He was arrested, but he wasn't convicted.
Because the players' union sold out the National Football League players.
And then look at Steve Smith. He wasn't convicted of any crime.
Just because...
He sat down for 2 games. He's their best player. That'd be like McCarthy sitting Greg Jennings down for 2 games. Could you imagine that?
No.
That's John Fox. That's an old school coach.
If he did that, I would want McCarthy fired if he did that.
No. No way. No
if he
way.
Sat Greg Jennings for 2 games.
If he punched out a teammate?
For punching out a teammate? Ahmad Carroll didn't even get 1 game.
He should have. That just shows you what idiot Sherman was.
Yeah, tell me about it. All he did?
Johnny Jolly should be sat down this week.
I disagree.
And everyone else on earth disagrees with
the
me.
The rest of Packer Nation, me.
represented by Corey Behnke.
Currently represented by me at this moment. Disagree.
Well, this is where... We can agree to disagree.
That's the beautifulness.
On Tuesday, November 4th, we the people will head to the polls to decide the direction we want to take this great nation of ours. But you have a choice of greater consequence each and every day. For years, you wondered where you could turn for quality Green Bay Packer content. And for years, your options were limited to Packer Chatters or the daily newspaper. Well, it's time for change. Change in the way you get to know your favorite team. Change in the way you interact with fellow Packer fans. Change in the way you find the best Packer content on the web. Only Cheesehead TV can bring you the change you can believe in.
I'm Corey Behnke and I approve this message.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere!
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere.
And we've got...
Oh, hey, my goodness.
We've got... Finally mentioned Halloween.
I know. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thanks to Pack One, who he called
fellow
in.
Fellow blogger.
He's got a question. Let me play it for you.
What's going on, Cheesehead TV? This is Pack One from PackersLounge.com calling in with a question. My question revolves around my Halloween pumpkin, actually. I've been asked to carve a Packers-themed pumpkin and wondering what guy I should go with. I'm thinking either Jennings, Woodson, or Bigby at this time, but I'm wondering if I should go off the cuff and maybe do a Telscher or a Wells or something a little bit different. Wondering what the folks at Cheesehead TV thought. Any ideas would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for calling Pack One, and thanks for continuing the Twitter. Twitter, I'm telling you, people, JS Online Twitter, Cheesehead TV Twitter, PackersLounge.com Twitter. It's over. You've got everything you need to know. There you go.
In the world of the Packer blogosphere, I mean, those three feeds will do you good.
There are other things. Like if you go to Packer World on our website, you'll get pretty much almost everything that's out there. I still find nuggets. I just found some nuggets the other day where I was like, wow, this is really nice. That Milwaukee design paper where the guy wrote like four articles about Packer history.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to link to a couple of those.
But as far as the pumpkin goes, I would say Woodson personally.
Pack One. Let me talk to you for a second. All right. You could do a Woodson. Yeah, you could do a Bigby. But you want a challenge. You want to impress people. You're not just a Packer fan. You're an obsessed
Packer
fan.
So you should do like Ted Thompson?
No. I'm going to go further. I'm going to go deep with this one. You should do Travis Jervy.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes. I want to see pictures of a Travis Jervy pumpkin.
Unfortunately, this is the 36th podcast, and of 36 podcasts, we've mentioned Travis Jervy about five or six times, which statistically is five or six times too many.
Yeah, it's five or six times more than the plays he made while he was a Packer. I liked your idea before where
it was Atari Bigby.
Oh no, no, not
then
Bigby.
You got like then you got the Atari games you can do, and
yeah,
you get all creative with it.
No, I'm telling you, Travis Jervy.
Let's talk about the JS Online. JS Online versus Green Bay Press Gazette. JS Online, did you know they get 2.5 times more traffic than Green Bay Press Gazette?
2.5?
Green Bay Press Gazette. Okay, JS Online is infinitely better, as we all know. Any Packer fan will tell you that. But it is the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Birthplace of the Green Bay Packers.
And you would think with your redesign that you would actually put a feed on the blog. Because you know what? Most blogs have feeds.
Okay. Hello, nerd alert. But what Corey's saying is true. I went to the old site, not even the blog, the old site off my bookmark for 2.5 days until I realized that, wait, maybe it's not the fact that it's a bye week and there are no new stories. Maybe there's another site I should be going to.
The inherent problem is that they changed the structure. They didn't change the redirects or the links. They're up now. I like the way they look. It looks pretty cool.
It's
a nice little structure to build on. Infinitely better than the Gannett template.
Easy. Oh, don't start with that. Good Lord.
I got a question for you. Packer fandom has a question for you.
Yes.
Are the Packers still a finesse team?
Well, we will find out this Sunday. So far, in 2008, the answer has been a resounding yes.
Yes.
Look at the teams they've beat. Look at the teams they've lost to. The teams that beat them hit them in the mouth, and they weren't able to answer.
And Tennessee is?
Definitely going to hit them in the mouth.
Oh, did we mention yet that Tennessee is undefeated?
We may have. I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
But they are undefeated. They have not lost.
They are undefeated against crappy teams, but...
This is true.
Being undefeated in the NFL, as we all know, it is a very difficult
thing.
Bill
Parcells said it best.
Ain't
you
no
are
joke.
What your record says you are. And right now, the record says they are undefeated.
Let's talk about Albert Haynesworth. I want to play you this audio. Aaron Rodgers...
Man, he is mad, bad,
talking
dangerous
talking about
know.
If he preps for Albert Haynesworth.
I won't be looking for him. I'm going to try and keep my eyes downfield. I'm going to try and keep my eyes downfield. But he's a talented guy. You know, I'm hoping those boys up front will be able to hold them off. And I got a lot of confidence in the guys we got playing up front. You know, they got four talented defensive linemen starting and some guys that are backing up who are playing well. So it's going to be important for us to control that pass rush and also move those guys and get some running holes for Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant. Now, there's somebody we haven't talked about
yet
on this podcast.
Yeah, in the chat, I talked about how they should start Jackson.
Yeah, well... That's not going to happen. as much as we might like to
see it. Well, we'll see. He to his credit, he started to cut back.
A little bit.
He was seeing a little bit more.
I'd just like to point readers out to Bob McGinn's lengthy column saying that Grant's not worth the contract.
It's really hard.
I read that before.
When you look at the attempts and the yards,
it's sad.
It's nightmarish.
It ain't nice.
It's Halloween scarier.
And let me tell you.
It's scarier than Halloween.
Let me tell you. Tennessee, that's not the place we want to get Ryan Grant going.
No.
What we do want to get going, like we said, a little Big Five.
Big Five.
Spread them out. got to stop that running game. Let's see some 4-4. Let's see some 5-3. Let's get him stopped on those early downs. Because seriously, like we said, we get these guys in third and long, it's over. It's over.
Well, I don't.
They can't win that. They cannot win that down distance. And they cannot.
I don't see Bob Sanders counting out AJ Hawk. I just don't see it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I don't see it.
I don't see him counting him out, but I still see, any time we go nickel, I think Chiller's on the field.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I think that might be a permanent gig for Chiller, as long as he keeps playing well.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.